And now, bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, I'm Gary Steingart, author of the memoir Little Failure and the novel Super Sad True Love Story, Absurdistan and the Russian Debutante's Handbook. The book that I love, that has stayed on my bookshelves since I discovered it about a decade ago, is a book called Jernigan, J-E-R-N-I-G-A-N, by the writer David Gates. There's a little bit of back history here. David Gates was one of my professors when I was getting a degree in writing at Hunter College. So on a personal level, I've always loved him. But Jernigan is a book set suburban place that we think we know from the stories of Cheever, and that may remind you a little bit of Revolutionary Road, but it's really something so amazingly rendered, set, I believe, in the late 80s. A suburban man meets a suburban woman. It's a love story in a sense, but everything goes completely awry. And it's also the story of children and parents not understanding one another. I think it's possibly the best rendition of the American suburbs that's ever been done. And it was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. And he followed it up with a novel called Preston Falls that is set partly in upstate New York. If Jernigan is the most hilarious evocation of the suburban ennui, then this is the most hilarious treatment of second homeowners, people who live in a major city like New York but have a home in the countryside several hours away from the city and who try so desperately to get into the ways and the folkways and byways of the local community but who will always stick out as a sore thumb. Both books are incredibly funny. They cover territory that you think you've seen before, you know, the angry white man, but they do it in ways that are so surprising, so genuine, so full of empathy and sorrow that they really put the capital T in tragicomic. There's a scene from Jernigan where Jernigan, the protagonist, is going out with this woman who subscribes to a survivalist ethos. They live in a, you know, in a suburban cul-de-sac, and he doesn't quite fully understand. This is before the term locavore came around. He doesn't quite understand what goes on, the depth to which he lives the survivalist lifestyle, until he walks downstairs and sees cages and cages full of bunnies. And he's given a gun, and he realizes he has to shoot one of them. It's not for the vegan at heart, this scene, but it's so satirically, obscenely, absolutely heartbreaking. Not just for the rabbit that dies, but for the very idea of survivalism in suburbia. These are books that I think should be much more widely read than they are. To me, those two novels, Jernigan and Preston Falls, are always going to be on my bookshelf.
Gary Steingart recommends Jernigan and Preston Falls by David Gates. You'll find more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.